Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include California, Tianguo Marching Band shines in San Jose's Rose, White, and Blue Parade. USA, Austria, and India introducing Falun Gong at local community events. Falun Gong welcomed at 2019 Canada Day Parade. A Falun Gong practitioner's husband, I strongly support the practice. Six Jilin residents tried for practicing Falun Gong, due process denied. And United Kingdom, public learn Falun Gong during International Yoga Day. Now for the stories.
California. Tianguo Marching Band shines in San Jose's Rose, White, and Blue Parade. The San Francisco Falun Dafa Group's Tianguo Marching Band stood out as the only marching band in the Rose, White, and Blue Parade in San Jose on July 4, 2019. More than 92 groups participated in the parade, held as part of the city's events to celebrate the nation's birthday. Parade organizer Susan Hennessey said she particularly liked the band's performance of the Stars and Stripes Forever, saying, "It was encouraging. It's the 4th of July, and it's wonderful to hear this song." Susan admired the marching band's members' skills and said, "I used to play clarinet, so I know it's difficult. But they play so well while marching. They're great." Susan also praised the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance that practitioners try to follow. "It's really beautiful," she said. "Any group that promotes peace, harmony, and freedom of belief is great." She added, "It brings peacefulness to the spectators, and these values can hold the country together." Susan was saddened to hear of the ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China, especially the state-sanctioned organ harvesting. "Anything is possible in a communist country," she said. She remembered the Tiananmen Square massacre decades ago and said, "I know that the Communist Party is very brutal." "Everybody should have freedom of belief," she added. Another parade attendee, Jimmy, said, "The band is great. The principles are wonderful." He asked where he could learn more about Falun Dafa, saying, "I'd like to improve my mind and body."
USA, Austria, and India introducing Falun Gong at local community events. Falun Gong practitioners regularly participate in local community events to introduce the practice and raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution. At these events, practitioners typically demonstrate the exercises, clarify the facts, and collect signatures from those who wish to help end the persecution. The following are reports from events in Pennsylvania and Vermont in the United States, Vienna in Austria, and Pune in India. The annual Jubilee Day in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, is the largest street market with the longest history on the East Coast of the United States. The 91st Jubilee Day Street Market was held on Thursday, June 20, 2019. 325 businesses and groups participated in the event. The organizers estimate that about 70,000 people attended. Practitioners distributed more than 1,300 flyers during the street market. Many visitors were deeply saddened to hear that the CCP has been carrying out state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners, and many people signed a petition to protest the persecution. Burlington is the largest city in the state of Vermont. Falun Gong practitioners held a march at the Church Street Marketplace, an open-air mall located in the city's downtown area and a popular tourist attraction, on Saturday, June 22nd. They also demonstrated the exercises and raised awareness of the CCP's persecution. A cultural festival was held in Hirschstetten Botanical Gardens in Vienna, Austria, on Sunday, June 9th, which local practitioners attended. Falun Gong practitioners in Pune, India, were invited to teach the exercises to the local residents of Lanavala on Sunday, June 9th. Practitioners introduced Falun Gong to a group and taught them the first three exercise sets, as time was limited. They talked to people about the persecution of Falun Gong in China during the breaks. The attendees appreciated the practitioners' efforts and said they hoped they would come again to teach the other two exercise sets.
Falun Gong welcomed at 2019 Canada Day Parade. Falun Gong practitioners participated in the 2019 Canada Day Parade in Richmond, British Columbia, on July 1st. An estimated 100,000 spectators watched this year's parade, which was comprised of about 100 groups. On this sunny day, many local residents placed their chairs along the parade route ahead of time. Falun Gong has participated in this parade for the past several years, and local spectators are becoming familiar with this traditional mind-body practice from China. City Councilor Cha Kwang Ah of Richmond said, "It is wonderful that everyone is able to celebrate Canada Day." What is more important to him, however, was that the parade brings people together of different ethnicities and different cultural backgrounds. Jack said he believes that it is a good thing that Falun Gong practitioners participate in the event so that people can see diversity in the community. He also said that Canada is a free country and one that welcomes people of different cultures, religions, and beliefs. The Falun Gong procession was welcomed by the crowds. Amy from China said she has watched the parade for years and was very impressed by the Falun Gong practitioners' different presentations. She said that the Tianguo marching band looked highly spirited and valiant. The band members wore their blue uniforms with the Chinese characters for music on the back. Behind the Tianguo marching band were the waist drummers in their golden suits. The drumming equally invigorated the atmosphere. Amy said that Falun Gong's performance was great, very good.
A Falun Dafa practitioner's husband, I strongly support the practice. I was fortunate to have witnessed a parade of over 10,000 Falun Dafa practitioners who came to Manhattan, New York from around the world on May 18, 2019. They were there to commemorate the 27th anniversary of Falun Dafa's public introduction, as well as the 20th anniversary of Falun Dafa Day. It was a memorable event. They showed the world the goodness of the practice in a calm and peaceful manner, and let the world know about the cruel persecution of Dafa practitioners that is still happening in China today. As a family member of a Dafa practitioner, I fully support them, and I am grateful for Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, for teaching the practice to the public. My wife became pregnant again when our first child was 2 years old. She was forced to abort our second child due to the Chinese Communist Party's one-child policy. My wife's physical condition deteriorated so badly after the abortion that she was unable to walk and had difficulty talking and breathing. She was often very dizzy and fainted frequently. Sometimes her lips were purple and her face turned blue. I took her to all the famous hospitals in Beijing, but no doctors could clearly explain what was wrong with her and offered a variety of different ideas about the nature of her condition. Growing desperate, we had my wife take all the pills that the different doctors prescribed, but instead of improving, she only became more fragile. She murmured to me several times that her days were numbered and asked me to promise her that I would take good care of our child and myself. Under such circumstances, we began to try alternative options. We practiced various Qigong exercises, hoping to find one that could help my wife recover, but none were helpful. When we first heard about Falun Dafa through a friend, we didn't pay it much mind, thinking it was probably similar to the other practices that we had already tried. Nonetheless, my wife began to read a copy of the book Juan Falun, The Primary Teachings of Falun Dafa, that her friend gave her. She liked the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and wanted to improve her character to be a better person. She made the decision to start practicing Falun Dafa in 1996. After a while, I noticed that her health had gradually improved. She regained her strength and could walk and talk by herself. My wife made a complete recovery, and her personality became more gentle and peaceful. After 6 years of being bedridden, she went back to work. We were very happy to see her improve. We were also stunned that while none of the hospitals and medications we tried had any effect on my wife's condition, it was Falandafa that cured her.
Six Jilin residents tried for practicing Falun Gong, due process denied. Six Falun Gong practitioners were tried by the Shulan Court on May 21st and 22nd, 2019, for not renouncing their faith. Falun Gong has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. Due process was not followed in the lead-up to the trial or in the trial itself, and the practitioners' lawyers were pressured by court personnel to drop the case. The six practitioners, residents of Shulan City, Jilin Province, were seized from their homes as part of a group arrest of 12 on the evening of July 18, 2018. They were indicted after the prosecutor returned the cases to the police three times due to insufficient evidence. This exceeds the resubmission limit of two times as allowed by law, after which the case should be dismissed. But in this case, the prosecutor formally charged the practitioners and forwarded their cases to the court after the police's fourth attempt submitted the case. Prior to the hearing, agents from the 610 office and court staff attempted to block the practitioners' lawyers from representing and defending them in court. After the lawyers stood their ground and entered a not guilty plea for the practitioners, the judge frequently interrupted their defense throughout the hearing. During the trial, only two family members of each practitioner were allowed to attend. Family members who practice Falun Gong themselves were barred from the courtroom. Mr. Wang was handcuffed and shackled during the hearing. He trembled uncontrollably throughout the proceedings. Both Mr. Wang and Mr. Xu said that the police had interrogated them under violence and forced them to make so-called confessions. But their request to view the videos taken by a surveillance camera during the interrogation was rejected by the judge.
United Kingdom. Public learn Falun Gong during International Yoga Day. Falun Gong practitioners were invited to participate in the 2019 International Yoga Day held at the Archbishop Lanfranc Academy, Croydon, UK, on June 23rd. Croydon is located south of London. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises during the event. Two screens played a video of Master Li teaching the exercises. Over 70 yoga enthusiasts learned the Falun Gong exercises. Yoga instructor Fiona was excited after watching the demonstration and talked with the practitioners. She said, "I noticed that each of you smiled and your hand gestures were beautiful when you demonstrated the exercises. You were full of energy. I felt strong energy when I followed along and did your hand gestures. I had planned to leave in the middle of the session, but something urged me to stay. Frankly speaking, you are the best in today's event." Fiona is from Malaysia and said she believed she was predestined to meet Falun Gong practitioners that day. She said she would introduce Falun Gong to her friends. Fiona said she was seeking spirituality and had traveled to the Himalayas. She said, "The Nepalese people are happy even though they have few material things. Here we have so much, but it seems we are unhappy. I liked yoga, focused on it, and began to teach it. I noticed your legs are flexible when you meditate." She said she was very interested in learning Falun Gong. Another yoga instructor said, "I like your hand gestures, which are unique and refreshing." As she spoke, she imitated the gestures. She invited practitioners to come and teach people the Falun Gong exercises. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.